Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
6:01 on a Friday night. Joe Giglio with you, Sports Radio 94 WIP. My second show of the day. Already filled in for the afternoon guys for 3 minutes, a half hour ago.
We are winded.
Listen, didn't record a podcast today. Hopped on for 3 minutes at 5:30. We'll see if I have enough energy for the next 4 hours. We have a lot planned tonight. I'm losing it 6:01. I'll be all right. Process pregame show later this hour before Tobias Harris's debut for the Philadelphia 76ers. We'll have a little postgame afterwards as well. Hot stove check-in at 9. And I have to ask you guys something very important. A life decision I'm going to make, and I'm going to ask you guys for some help over the course of this show. But here's where I want to start tonight. And 888-729-9494 is the phone number to hop on in. Yesterday, and this past week has been one of the most amazing and just kind of crazy weeks in Philadelphia sports in a long time. And really, it could be if Tobias Harris contributes in a big way and helps the Sixers get to the finals and stays here. And if JT Realmuto stays here long-term, becomes and stays, well, he already has become, but stays as the best catcher in baseball for a long time. It could be one of the most important weeks in Philadelphia sports history. And the other thing that happened, you're right over there? I mean, it's the truth. It could be. The other thing that happened this week is the equation of the next 5 years in Philadelphia sports changed. It completely changed. You know, today's the one-year anniversary, and we're going to play some of it for you later. The one-year anniversary of the parade and Jason Kelce's speech. And I think 1 year ago tonight, if we would have had a discussion of the future of Philadelphia sports, let's say the next 5 years, if you had a conversation a year ago tonight about the next 5 years of Philadelphia sports, it would have been Eagles and everybody else. It would have been the Philadelphia Eagles are in one stratosphere and everybody else. You know, we'll see about the Sixers and we'll see what they do and then how good Ben could be and if Embiid stays healthy. The Phillies, who knows? They're rebuilding. They got this new manager no one knows anything about. Who knows about Klentak? Just whatever, years away. And the Flyers had a lot of decisions to make between are they going for it, are they not? We didn't know if Carter Hart was even going to play anytime soon a year ago. You fast forward to now, and you include this week we just had. You include what's going on here in Philadelphia right now. The Flyers' winning streak ended, but Carter Hart is looking like a legit goalie. First time in a long time they have one of those. The Philadelphia Phillies have been the most active team in baseball this winter, and they have one more big fish to reel in. They haven't spent the stupid money yet. Yeah, they've improved as much as any team in baseball, and yesterday acquired the best player at the catching position in all of baseball right now. And you have the Sixers, who this year have gone out and acquired two semi-caliber all-star players, one that's been one, and Tobias Harris certainly can be one as years go on. He's playing like an all-star right now. They have gone all in. The Phillies are going all in. The Flyers have a pulse now. And the Eagles, on the other hand, have come back to the pack. The Eagles' future is bright because they have Doug Peterson. The Eagles' future is bright because we think they have a great quarterback or could have a great quarterback if he stays healthy and gets his play back up to the level that he played at once. But the gap between the Eagles and everybody else in this town, it's not what it was. It's not what it was a year ago. And as I sit here tonight with you, and I start thinking about the next 5 years in this city and these teams, I believe the Philadelphia Phillies have the best odds and the best chance to have the most success. I would bet on the Phillies over the next 5 years over any of the other teams in this town. And I think the Phillies and the Sixers both have a chance, a good chance over the next 5 years to match or exceed what the Eagles do. 888-729-9494. If you had a bet right now, next 5 years, so let's not go 10, let's not go more than that because things change so much in a short period of time. But over the next 5 years, when you look at all four teams in this town, who will have the most success? I look at the Phillies and what they've done here, how they've reset this thing, the money they have to spend. Matt Klentak showing us now over and over again, this guy's pretty good. Matt Klentak got beat up a lot last year for the disjointed team he put together. Well, think about the offseason this guy has had and what they've acquired, what they've brought in, and what they could possibly do and what I expect them to do over the next couple weeks, maybe as soon as a week or two with Bryce Harper and Manny Machado. This team is telling us, they're screaming at us that they're ready to win. Their window is opening now. The Sixers' window to win a championship is open right now. And as long as Joel Embiid is healthy, it will stay open for a while. And as long as they keep Ben Simmons and at least one of these two guys, they will keep their window to open right now. Now, the Phillies, they're not just telling us by their actions. They're telling us by their words. Here's Gabe Kapler this morning on MLB Network talking about, well, the Phillies and what they think of themselves.
I mean, I think that the move that Matt made on our behalf was a clear indication that we are in win right now mode and that we're going to push our chips in. And so rather than address Bryce and the individual, I put myself in the shoes of a player. When I see an organization, I see a club make that kind of commitment, I want to be a part of it. And I don't think it's just talent, right? I think the guys that we brought in this offseason, David Robertson, Andrew McCutchen, JT Realmuto, these are high-character, high-quality people. And I think, look, I'm not going to speak for Bryce Harper or Manny Machado or any other free agent out there, but I think we all want to come to work every day with high-quality individuals. So I think the concept that we are in win mode right now, that commitment was clearly demonstrated by Matt, our front office and our ownership group, and the fact that you're going to come to work every day in an environment that you're going to be surrounded by high-quality individuals, I think those are very attractive reasons to come to the Phillies.
Win now mode right now for the Philadelphia Phillies. The rebuild is over. The Sixers process ended a while ago, but it certainly is well in the rearview mirror now because they're going to try to make the NBA Finals this year. It starts tonight with Tobias Harris and the best starting five in the conference. They have it right now. The Sixers are the best starting five in the Eastern Conference. The Phillies are right now, before even finishing this offseason, before finalizing something with the Machado or Harper, have a team that could compete for the playoffs. If they land one of those guys, they are a playoff roster right now. The Flyers changed coach, changed the GM, and called up the goalie, and now they have life. And as far as the Eagles, now I put up a poll here. It's interesting. I can't wait to monitor this poll over the course of the show because usually when a poll goes up, it's not this close. Usually something runs out in front. So I put a poll up on Twitter. Which team will have the most success over the next 5 years? Right now, as I sit here this second, the Sixers at 33%, the Phillies at 32%, and the Philadelphia Eagles at 31%. The Eagles are coming in third right now.
And they probably should be.
They should be.
They should be. I mean, they have. Wentz has to get back to elite level first. But even if Wentz comes back to elite level, like, the team around him is not going to be as good.
And it's going to change. I mean, look, if Wentz comes back to an elite level and they pay Carson Wentz, they're going to have to change a lot of this football team around Carson Wentz. And we don't know who those guys are going to be, if they pick the right players. Like, that's not easy to do.
Well, we talk about this a lot. It's the five-year windows. So there's 5 years up. There's a couple down-ish, you know, the 9 and 7 years without a good team. And then there's the final 5 years after you rebuild it.
And if we look at the Eagles, as far as Carson Wentz's career and Doug Peterson taking over this team, they might be in the middle of their window. You know, if we look at it, what Jack just said, a five-year window, well, the Eagles have already had two of these years, 2017, 2018. So their window might only be three more years or two more years. Meanwhile, the Phillies' window is just opening. The Sixers' window is just opening here.
The Phillies' window is just opening, but it's not a long window, I would say.
Well, not the way they're structured right now.
It's a five-year window for the Phillies.
Look at the players they're signing. McCutchen, Segura, Robertson, Realmuto, who's, although he's not old, he'll be 28 in spring training. He's not 22. Like, they're all in their prime or coming out of their prime right now. 888-729-9494, #9494 to hop on. And I think the Carson Wentz factor is a major one for the Eagles. When that 2017 season was starting, the Eagles jumped out ahead of everybody else in this town by leaps and bounds. They became the team, like, all of a sudden you watch, you're like, wow, the next team to win a title, the next team over the next 5 years, it's clearly the Eagles. And that's not the case because the team will change. They're going to have to turn a lot of this roster over, which is old right now anyway. And Carson Wentz has gone from, wow, the Eagles have the next great NFL quarterback, the next great transcendent young quarterback, to, I think, a question mark. I think to classify Carson into anything but a question mark right now is being kind of pie in the sky and just imaginary and hopeful. He's a question mark. The rest of his career, what he is, how he plays, how good he is, is nothing but a question. If he answers that question resoundingly, and he's great, that the Eagles can jump back to the front. But as I look at this city right now and what's changed and what this week has been and what these, especially what the Sixers and Phillies are telling us, they're telling us that they're in to win now. They're telling us win now mode is starting.
It really feels like Philadelphia is about to go on a beautiful run here. I mean, the Flyers for the first time in 30 years have a goalie.
Yep.
Which is crazy. And Carter Hart is awesome. Like, he's a reason to actually tune in. And then you have the Phillies, which they add Bryce Harper. Like, they have the deepest lineup in baseball, or at least in the NL.
You know what I appreciate? That you don't acknowledge Manny Machado's existence.
I don't. I really don't think
he's. You just keep saying Harper.
Yeah,
I'm just it's gonna, Harper or Machado.
Me and LeVar Ball both speak things into existence.
Right, so you're speaking Harper into existence?
I'm speaking Harper into existence.
I want him, so I'm with you. 888-729-9494. Over the next 5 years, if I had to bet on one team in this city to have the most success, it would be the Philadelphia Phillies. Smart GM, money to spend. They've reset this organization, and they're showing us this offseason they're ready to start winning. You know, if they were still 2 years away, that wouldn't be my bet, because over the next 5 years, if they're punting away the first two, it's just hard to make that bet. They're not punting away 2019. They're not saying we're a year away. They're in now, and I appreciate that. The Sixers are in now. I appreciate that. The Flyers, like Jack said, at least have a goalie. At least you can watch them now.
And they do have young talent.
They do.
Like the Drew Simmons guys are getting older, Voracek. But the next wave under them is pretty good.
And they've been selling us that for a long time, and now we start to see it, you know, come to fruition. And as far as the Eagles, a year ago, Parade Day, 2018, this would have even been an interesting conversation. It would have been, well, who's after the Eagles? Because clearly they're going to reel off all these championships. They're going to be the next dynasty. Well, as we found out this year, it's difficult. And as we found out this year when it comes to Carson Wentz, it's not easy to come back off that injury. It's not easy to be great every year like he was before that injury. He's got to come back and be great again for the Eagles to be the team I bet on. 888-729-9494, #9494. That is how you hop in. Mike in Summerdale's up first tonight. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Joe. How you doing, man?
Good. What's up tonight?
I pretty much agree with your assessment of who's further along. I would have to give the Sixers a slight lead right now over the Phillies, but if the Phillies do sign one of these big-name free agents, that puts them over the top, and they're number one without a doubt.
So if they get Harper Machado, you go with the Phils?
Absolutely.
Well, look, if they get Harper or Machado, Mike, we're talking about a team that isn't just good. They're a team that you know, right now would be one of the better teams in the National League before the season even starts. Like they'd really have built a good team if they get one of those guys.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The Flyers, I don't know, the Eagles have a lot of question marks, especially with Carson. You know, I just pray the guy's all right. The Flyers are headed in the right direction, but it's definitely the Sixers and Phillies.
Well, I think as far as the Eagles questions, and Mike, I appreciate the phone call, there are more of them than we want to admit with the Eagles. You know, the Eagles have a chance because this division is still up and down, and the NFC East is not shown to be a division that one team just dominates, that they could jump up and still be that team. But a lot of our perspective on that changed over the course of the season. The Eagles didn't have that year where it's like, oh, they're the best team in the NFL again. They didn't repeat. They didn't get back to the NFC title game. They lost the quarterback again and had to go with the whole Nick Foles thing. And when you think about the Eagles and their success recently, like there's an element to this that we don't have the answer to. And that is, how will Carson Wentz play in the biggest games? I have no idea. No idea. We have a little taste of how the Sixers will. But again, their team has changed so much that we've never seen Jimmy Butler in a playoff game for the Sixers. We've never seen Tobias Harris in any game for the Sixers until tonight. And then you have the Phillies, who have a whole bunch of turnover, and we got to see how this thing gels and plays out. But the Eagles were in the lead for this. There was no question. They were the team we all would have bet on a year ago as the team over the next 5 years in Philadelphia. That has changed. And a lot of the success the Eagles have had, well, the guy that was under center for those games isn't going to be here. Like, Carson has to reestablish the Eagles and what their ceiling is. He's got it.
And Carson Wentz right now is, what, the third best athlete in the city?
It's not even a question.
It's pretty crazy. Carson this time last year was undoubtedly the best athlete in the city. Now it's
Joel,
it's Embiid,
Nola,
and him.
And a week from now, it's Joel, Nola, Harper,
Bryce Harper,
Wentz,
Simmons.
I'm not going Simmons yet.
Okay,
not going Simmons.
You should
yet.
Probably learn how to shoot.
Yes, if he gets a little bit better, he could do it. Jeff is in out in Denver. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you doing, man?
Yeah, I was just curious, like, your thoughts on this. You know, everybody's really hyped up about, you know, the Phillies, like, with all these offensive acquisitions. Has anybody taken into consideration, you know, our pitching abilities?
Well, I think, yeah. I mean, I think a lot of people have. I mean, I've heard from a lot of people, Jeff, just on the show, that say that's still the biggest weakness and it's concerning. I think they'll address that at some point. I just don't think this was the offseason to do it in terms of, like, I didn't love the starting pitching market outside of Corbin, who got paid a lot by the Nationals. And they liked him, obviously, because they brought him in here and they were interested in Corbin. But outside of Corbin, I didn't think there was much free agency-wise that I was really excited about to spend money on.
So you think it's a situation where we'll see how it plays out and then make the move during the trade deadline?
Yeah, that's exactly what I think, especially because they, you know, three of the – if you take Nola out of the equation, because he's obviously he's established now, but three of the five in this rotation are young. So I think they're going to see, do these guys take a leap? Do they get better? Does Pivetta take the next step? Eflin, Velasquez? If they don't, or one of them does, or two don't, or whatever it is, I think they'll go out and trade for a pitcher.
Okay. No, I appreciate the insight, guys.
You got it, Jeff. Appreciate it. As Jack shakes his head at the idea of Pivetta not taking a leap. We'll see. But I love what the Phillies have done. I'm on board with how the Sixers have gone about this. Tobias Harris in this trade. Look, they have a chance. The Sixers have a chance. And we'll see how this whole thing gels, and it starts tonight. A lot of it will be on Jimmy Butler. A lot of it will be on how Butler wants to play with his teammates and how he wants to fit in with a starting lineup of all guys that could score, all guys that could play. We'll see. But the Sixers have a chance now, a legitimate chance to make the NBA Finals. The Phillies have a legitimate chance to go to the playoffs next year. And the Flyers have life for the first time in a long time. 888-729-9494, #9494 to hop on in. The Phillies and Sixers have caught the Eagles atop the future of this city. They have caught the Eagles in terms of how good these teams could be and which team will have the most success over the next 5 years. They're young. They have superstars, and they've got a really, really good chance to have more success than the Eagles, which is something I never thought I'd say.
Can't believe you're doing this the night of the parade.
But I think it's a perfect night to do
just
it.
Just a year ago, we were celebrating an Eagles Super Bowl.
And a year ago, this would have been a silly conversation.
Right. 1 year later, they're third in the city. Listen, they're obviously the most important team in the city. But
if you're betting on success,
yeah,
I bet they're third.
They're easily third.
Jeff in Allentown. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, guys. How you going?
Good, Jeff. What's up?
Yeah. Hang on one second. Hi, you hear me now?
Gotcha, Jeff. What's on your mind?
Yeah. I was going to say that the Real Mucho trade is really going to pay off the most, because if you look at it this way, you know, your catcher is your eyes and ears of your defense on the field. And the Phillies field defense last year was terrible. Like, he's going to make a huge difference in terms of communicating, in terms of shifts and positioning for the fielders, for pitch location for the pitchers. He's going to make much more of a difference on the day-to-day basis than any sort of potential that Sixto Sanchez would have, who would basically be once every five games type of guy.
Well, I mean, you're right, Jeff, but that's for now, right? We don't know. Like, 5 years from now, Sixto could be the best pitcher in baseball. I mean, he's got that kind of potential. So there is some risk, but you're not wrong. For 2019, for 2020, assuming they keep him and re-sign him after that, he's going to be the field general. And not only is he all those things you mentioned, Jeff, but he also can hit, which right now in baseball, most catchers cannot hit.
Yeah, and I mean, here's the thing. Look how good Carlos Ruiz was as a pitcher, and he was adequate. He was good at the plate and patient at the plate, but he was just adequate. If Real Muto basically gives you what Ruiz gave behind the plate, everything else in terms of, you know, with a bat in his hand is icing on the cake.
And for what a lot of people think, and Jeff, appreciate the call, man, it could be a lot of icing on the cake, because his numbers here in Philadelphia could just explode.
He might have, like, I legitimately think he hit 280 with 25 homers. We might get an MVP performance from JT Realmuto. If you're combining,
he could hit 30 in this part.
If you're combining WAR and the importance of the catcher and how good he is offensively, and maybe 15 stolen bases to go along with 25 to 30 homers, that's an MVP-like player.
Let's just put it this way, and this might change in a week if they sign Machado or Harper, but he's their best player now. Like, Rhys Hoskins is a tremendous young offensive player. The best player, position player on the Phillies was acquired yesterday. That's how good Real Muto is. 888-729-9494, pound 9494. That is how you hop in. The Phillies and Sixers have caught the Eagles in terms of who can be the most successful team in this city the next 5 years. If I had to bet on one team over the others, it'd be...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.